Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Celebrating Black History is our topic for this program, as February is Black History Month. We'll start with a major work of Florence Price, her Third Symphony. In the second half of the program, we'll hear a text sound piece involving an African-American character by the white American composer Anna Rubin, and we'll end with some spirituals by Margaret Bonds and Udine Moore. Florence Beatrice Smith Price was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, in 1887. Her mother gave her her first piano lessons. Her father was a dentist who also wrote a novel and painted in his spare time. Price first performed the piano in public at the age of 4, and later took up the organ and the violin. She also began composing at an early age and had a piece published by the time she was 11. After leaving school at the age of 14, Price became one of the very few African-American students at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. She graduated in 1906 with a soloist's diploma in organ and a teacher's diploma in piano. And it was at the conservatory that she truly discovered her love of composing. There, she was selected by the eminent composer George Whitefield Chadwick to study with him in his private studio. After graduation, Price returned to the South to teach music at the Shorter College in Little Rock and at Clark University in Atlanta, where she was head of the department. In 1912, Florence Beatrice moved back to her hometown, where she married Thomas Price, a very successful lawyer. They had two daughters, as well as a son who died in infancy. Price gave private piano, violin, and organ lessons, although as an African-American, she was refused admission to the Arkansas Music Teachers Association. The Price family moved to Chicago in 1927 to escape the racial violence in the South. Many African-Americans moved to northern cities such as Chicago, Washington, and New York during the early years of the 20th century. In Chicago, Florence Price established herself as a concert pianist, organist, and composer of about 300 compositions. In 1932, her symphony in E minor won the Rodman Wanamaker contest, and the Chicago Symphony played it at the World's Fair in 1933. Her orchestral works were subsequently performed in Manchester, England, a commission from conductor Sir John Barbaroli, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Brooklyn. Her art songs and spiritual arrangements, for which she is best known, have been sung by such world-renowned singers as Marian Anderson, Todd Duncan, and Leontine Price. Florence Price ranks as one of the pioneer Black symphonists, along with William Grant Still and William Dawson. She was the first African-American woman composer to earn national recognition, and she was much celebrated for her achievements in her time. With the resurgence of interest in her music, she is taking her place among those important composers of the 1930s and 1940s who helped define America's voice in music. Her music reflects the romantic, nationalistic style of the period and the influence of her cultural heritage. Florence Price died in Chicago in 1953. We're going to hear her Symphony No. 3, a piece she thought about for a long time. She explained the genesis of the symphony this way. The Symphony No. 3 in C minor was composed in the late autumn of 1938, laid aside for a year, and then revised. It is intended to be Negroid in character and expression. In it, no attempt, however, has been made to project Negro music solely in the purely traditional manner. None of the themes are adaptations or derivations of folk songs. The intention behind the writing of this work was a not-too-deliberate attempt to picture a cross-section of present-day Negro life and thought with its heritage of that which is past, paralleled or influenced by concepts of the present day. The symphony was premiered by the Michigan WPA Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Walter Poole. This ensemble, like other Works Progress Administration units, was organized to provide work for a large number of unemployed musicians and others during the Depression years. Poole did such an outstanding job that he raised the level of the orchestra to national prominence. In this recording, released in 2001, the Women's Philharmonic is conducted by Apo Su.